episode 215, You've Got Mail.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies! How are you? Are you having an absolutely spectacular day? You better be, because if not, well, I'll just have to give you a great big hug and a humongous kiss and just say, I love you. So put that smile on. You got it? Did you find it? Good. Now, we have got to chat. It is sister time. It's girl time. It's girl power. We are on. Are you on? Are you ready to get it on? Oh my goodness. I just have so much to tell you. I watched a movie. Yes, I know. Can you believe it? I am not a movie buff by any means. And it was an old movie. And that is what we're going to chat about today. You've Got Mail. Now, you probably have no idea where this is going. So before we jump into there, I just have to say, welcome, welcome, welcome back. And if you just found us recently and you're like, who is this crazy person talking to me right now? I am Christiane with Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And here we have a lot of fun. We laugh a lot. We maybe even cry some too, because I've been known to cry on these podcasts. And on top of that, though, we support each other. We hold each other accountable, all about building your best selfie. We are all uniquely, wonderfully, and fearfully made. And you were created on purpose for a purpose. And so some of you, you may be trying to figure that out right now. Maybe you're actually doing it and you're like, finally, I've got it. And now you're here for just support and inspiration and motivation just to make it through, because life does happen. And when those happens. Okay, we are not even going to edit that out. When circumstances happen, that's what I wanted to say, but I made up another funny word. So I hope you're laughing now. With all of that, life happens and circumstances come up. It's tough. It really is tough sometimes to get through those days. So when you have those, you know you can always turn it on here and you're going to get some extra, extra special love. I do love you very much. And with that, you've got mail. Have you checked your inbox lately? Well, let's take you back a few years. Now, some of you may not even know this, but You've Got Mail was actually a movie, and it originated in 1998. Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks starred in it. Now, oddly enough, we happened to find it on TV. We actually do have the movie, but we were just flipping channels, and it's just a very sweet movie. However, it has a lot of neat lessons in it. And as I was watching it, I actually began to think of you. Yes, I did. You've got mail. Isn't it great to get mail? Well, way back when, if you can remember, if you're old enough, old like me, where you used to have dial-up, and remember AOL, and you had to sit there and listen, and you waited for that whole connection to happen, and you're like, yes, I got on. And then you hope it would continue to start, right? And then finally you could check your email. It was awesome. Well, here Meg Ryan plays this woman. For those of you who do not know the story of You've Got Mail in the movie, she plays this character, a female who's dating another gentleman who happens to be a reporter for a very prominent newspaper. And then there's this other dude played by Tom Hanks. Now, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, they meet via online, hence You've Got Mail. But Tom Hanks is also, though, dating another girl. He's got a girlfriend. So they're neither married, but they are chatting. Now, not only does this happen, okay, they get to know each other online. However, they also find out they're rivals. You see, Meg Ryan's character, she actually owns a very small and quaint bookstore, where Tom Hanks owns the big, you know, like BAM bookstore. Okay, that's kind of how you would see it. And so Big Daddy's going to take down little girl, because obviously it's hard for her to compete. That's basically the story. However, what happens is, little do they know that they are really liking each other. They're beginning to fall in love. And then they find out that, in this long story short of all things, is that Tom Hanks finds out Meg Ryan is what? That is the competition. And she finds out that he's the competition, and things get a little tight, to say the least. Now, I mention all of this to you to say you've got mail. We all like that. And it's really interesting here in 1998 when this movie occurred, and actually obviously before that it was being generated and made and put in production. Now, fast forward to 2015, and look where social media has taken us. Now, I want to really bring this up because being on vacation, spending quality time with the ones that you love, especially the one that you said, I do, too. Do you remember that one? Do you even remember the day? Was it so chaotic that it's like, woof, it just is gone? Well, it's coming up to our 22 years of marriage this coming Friday, August 14th. And I am so excited. Why? Because it's a happy time. It's wonderful where we've had our mountains and our valleys, but I'm telling you, we have an amazing and a happy marriage. The thing is, though, every happy relationship takes work. And You've Got Mail, that little sweet movie, has a lot of little amazing kind of, hey, look here, this works. Look back on how much time you spend in social media now. How often are you on Periscope or Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram? And when you think you're snuggling up in bed and he's doing his thing on his side and you're doing your thing on your side, you think you're kind of together, but really you're not. You're separate. And you focus, though, and what is really, really scary is your focus time is more on how do I make this post sound great? I want to include this picture, and I got to make sure I check in because then, I mean, you know, if I don't post something, you know, my girlfriends aren't going to know what's going on. Really? If you put as much effort into your relationships as you do into social media, imagine where your relationship could be today. Now, some of you may actually have an amazing relationship. And if that's the case, then I say hats off to you. Praise the Lord, because that is something that you've been working hard for. It doesn't come easy. Marriage takes work. Having relationships, even if you're not married and you are in a relationship, or maybe you've actually come out of a relationship and you are recovering from a divorce. Some of you may be on your second divorce. What happens in all of that is it starts with you. Regardless of where your relationship is, whether you're married, whether you're divorced, whether you're single and never been married, maybe you're dating, any spectrum that you're on, it all starts with you. However, we don't do enough. And yes, I said we, that includes me too. We don't do enough. We don't take our relationship so seriously. We kind of go through life and we let our relationship just happen too. But the thing is with relationships, they're either moving forward or they're moving backwards. They don't stand still. They're not stagnant. When they're stagnant, they're dead and dying. And you don't want that. So you're either moving forward or backwards. So here on You've Got Mail, when I was watching it, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, she would sit there, and at night sometimes her boyfriend would be gone, and I think in that one, I can't remember, I believe they had separate apartments. But regardless, you know, he wasn't always around, so she would stay up late, and they would chat, her and Tom Hanks, the characters, Meg and Tom Hanks, they would chat back and forth via email. And back then, email, you could do it actually online, okay, live like we do now. But it was, I mean, it was still so new back then. I mean, you know, I still can hear the dial-up in my head. It's crazy. If we were to take the time to have those conversations with our loved ones, imagine how your relationship could grow. You see, It's a new season coming up. We are coming into mid-August. Crazy thought, I know, but it's almost mid-August. That means what? Fall is around the corner. A new season. Where are you in your seasonal walk within your relationships? Are you one looking for, you've got mail when it pops up and you get to see, oh my gosh, I've got something in my inbox now. You see, that's the bank account that you want to be feeding for your loved ones, for your husband, for your partner, for the one you love the most. You want to be feeding that, adding to the bank account, not subtracting. You don't want to see that big goose egg on there. None of us like to see that when we go to the bank, right? So if you don't want to see that when you go to the bank, how do you feel about your relationship and how are you giving to your husband? How are you affording him to grow? If we only could focus our relationships as much as we even use social media, think how much farther you would be, how much deeper your love would grow. It is a daily, daily task. Some of you call it chore. I don't like to look at it as a chore because it's a privilege. It's an honor. It takes work, but relationships and having that, if investing in someone else's life is of importance to you, then spending time with them, quality time, is important. We all want to see in those little accounts, you've got mail. But guess what? It all starts with you. So here is your kiss. And I kind of already snuck it in already. Invest in your relationships. Invest in them. Now, invest meaning not necessarily putting money, but sometimes you need to. Sometimes you need to actually go and have a getaway. Go, even if it's in the same town, go to a hotel and just make it the two of you. It's awesome. As you get older, if you have kids that are just old enough to babysit, and maybe you have a great neighbor next door, then maybe you don't even have to have anybody come in. Now, if you're like, well, Christiane, we're not to that point yet. That's okay. Guess what? You can have a staycation. You can have a stay and make it sweet. Make it just memorable. You can have beautiful candles lit. And it may just be for a couple hours after you put the kids to bed. But it takes effort. You need to invest in your relationships. If you don't, somebody else will. And that's not saying it meanly or whatever, but it is so important. And it's a two-way street, whether you're a guy or whether you're a girl, female or male, it doesn't make a difference. You must invest in your relationships. Because if you don't, I'm telling you, someone else will. Your relationships are either moving forward or they're moving backwards. This also goes, though, towards your children, your grandchildren, your friends. It is important that you have to invest the time with them. Invest in your relationships, okay? So you can invest time, okay? Time, quality time, right? Spend quality time with your husband. Spend quality time with your children. Not just, you know, when was the last time you guys actually had a meal together? As a family, when was the last time you had a meal as a couple? Just the two of you. So important. Invest, invest, invest in your relationships. Build up your loved ones. Build them up. Don't tear them down. For example, your hubby may be having some rough patches at work. Maybe just things are just extra stressful and he doesn't feel worthy. He doesn't feel like he's going anywhere. Well, guess what? Tell him how incredible he is. And number two, you can also tell him, like give a brief example. Say, oh, hun, remember that project you worked on a few years ago? Do you know how many people you impacted on that? Do you know the difference that you made? You need to remember that because you're incredible. You're incredible, John. Tell him. When was the last time you told your children how amazing they are? actually gave a specific example. When was the last time you told your daughter she's beautiful? When was the last time you told your son how absolutely adorable he is? Yet he may feel like he's kind of going through the weird chubby stage. And now, man, kids talk and no telling what kids say and share. And with school starting here around the corner, you better believe you better be building up your children too. Okay? Invest in your relationships. Remember, who does it start with? It starts with you. Now, I got to do a really quick side note here, and I'll try to make this brief because I could go on, and we probably really need to save this for another podcast. But if I don't give it to you now, I feel like I will be kind of leaving you hanging. Women, we love to talk. We can tell story after story. And then guess what? We want to rehash it again. And then we want to tell it a different way. And then guess what? We tell it another way. Do not do that to your husbands. They do not want to hear the long, drawn out details. Okay? It's not wise for you to do that. As they ask questions, then share. But at the beginning, keep it short and sweet. Sweetness is short. When you tell him and you're building him up and you're like reminding him, remember of, oh, a few years ago, sweetheart, remember you impacted it, John, and you did amazing. The people that you touched and you reached out, it was magnificent. Remember that? That's it, done. Don't tell anymore. Let him come back and say, oh, yeah, I do remember that, Sue. That was a crazy project, wasn't it? Okay, well, then go with it. But if he doesn't say anything and he just kind of nods his head, then he's acknowledged you. Let it go, and he'll bring it up if he wants to talk about it again. But you are building him up short and sweet. With your men, that's where you need to be. That is top secret between you and me. Don't tell them I told you. You let them do the talking and exploring. When they talk and begin to bring it up and bring it back, but you can just give little sweetnesses. Sweet sweetnesses, short and sweet. That's what they prefer. Now, when they're ready to talk, oh, they'll talk and they can talk your ear off. But they honestly do not want to hear our long stories because women like to talk like I'm talking now. I could just keep going on and feel like I'm saying the same thing and we would keep doing it, but I'm going to use a few different words. Short and sweet, that's what they prefer, okay? That is our top secret. Shh, don't tell them. As they lead and as they want to talk about it more, then by all means, open yourself up and ask more questions and let them expand on it. Invest in your relationships. I promise you, it is worth all the time in the world to do that. Unplug, absolutely, positively, unplug from social media, okay? Why? Because you don't need it. You need your husband. You need your children. In a blink of an eye, your life can come to a screeching halt. And you do not ever want to be in the position of going, gosh, if only I had just a few more days. You have now. You create your now. It starts with you. Go out today, and invest in your relationships because not only are they worth it, but you are worthy. I love you so very much. Go out and amplify your life. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.